The Lord gave me a word early in the week. I was supposed to preach and share this word. I got another word for the staff, but the Lord, you know, I was preparing to wait on the Lord for the staff meeting. Usually I'll prepare and I'll try to get a rhema word. No point just standing up there and talking. If the Lord, it's not a word in season, you're just talking. Okay? All right. So I want a rhema word. And let me just pause here for a while because recently the Lord said to me, tell the people the importance of a rhema word. Because I've been saying that, you know, when I open up, I always say, I try to bring to you the rhema word this week. Amen. And you're wondering, like, I don't hear that often other places and all that. What does that mean, Pastor Prince? I think personally, it's very important that there's a lot of word, right, in the word of God. A lot of words, right, in the word of God. So that's called logos. But rhema, logos is the overall. Actually, logos became flesh and dwelt among us. But rhema is more specific. Rhema is the utterance, is a specific utterance, is a specific instruction, is a specific message. Amen. And it's important that we hear what God has for our church and for all those who take us as our, you know, take your new creation church as your church. Or whether you're watching online, following this ministry and all that, this is the rhema word. When I say for the church, it's also for you. So rhema means God chose of all the things that we can talk about. Actually, there are people who prepare their messages from January to December, you know. I don't know how that's done. And I don't knock that. Okay, if God tells them that, you know, every man stands before his master. But I feel sometimes I can't even tell you what's the next week's message. Why? I have to wait on him afresh. I have to ask him afresh. I'm like the children of Israel, the special tribe. There are 12 tribes, but the tribe of Issachar in Chronicles, it says, of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. So the specific message of the times, right, was given to the tribe of Issachar. They have this gift, prophetic gift of a rhema instruction for Israel, that Israel will know what to do. So if you've been hearing me talk about the rapture a lot, that means God wants us, listen, focus on that. Amen. It's the time for that. By the way, just let you know that this word, who had understanding of the times, again, the word times there is ev in the Hebrew and kairos in the Greek. Okay, understanding of kairos, to know what Israel, to know what New Creation Church ought to do, to know what Grace Revolution Church ought to do. Amen. To know those who are following this ministry closely. Amen. And the Lord has put it in your heart to be our partner. Amen. To be part of this ministry. You are the one that God is speaking to. Whenever I say rhema message, it is for this group. So if you look at seven churches, Jesus has a specific message for each seven. So why not just preach one message and say send it to all the seven? I thought it's still the word of God, right? Now, no, it must be a word that is freshly briefed upon and God is saying, this portion is for you. Got it? So I did that so that you know from now on, I won't be explaining that anymore. Okay, so you know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I don't always come up here and flow in the spirit as well unless the Lord tells me to. So these few weeks, it's been like that. That's fun. I say it's fun. Amen? Don't you think so?